Do you want me to say some sort of inappropriate thing so you have to cut it?
Yeah. Eat, sleep, fantasy. You rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs. Better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation. We doing what we like. Tune in every week. Guarantee we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts. I know you plan to be joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah. Eat Sleep Fantasy. Eat Sleep Fantasy.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Eat Sleep Fantasy Football Podcast, also known as the Count Chocula of Fantasy Football Podcasts. My name is Christian Brito. Joining me, as always, on this lovely pod is Mr. Dale DeMott. ¿Qué hola, Dale?
Yeah, what's up? We are the Count Chocula of Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm going to be honest with you. I've never even tasted Count Chocula, but because it's Halloween time, I guess we have to be some type of Halloween-themed all month.
Count Chocula is basically chocolate Lucky Charms.
Okay, I'm down with that. I never tried
it. It's pretty good. It's chocolate. Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what it is. It's quite
good. By the way, thanks for listening, everybody. Eat, Sleep, Fantasy Football Podcast.
We're just going to go right into talking about cereals and not mention anything about the show or who we are. We'll get to the fantasy football in just a couple minutes, but I feel like we need to talk about this.
Yeah, yeah. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and we are on Anchor as well, we're trying to drop daily stuff as often as we can, but we're on there as well. Christian, two things really quick. I like that you brought the topic of cereal because I saw a picture on the internet, and I don't know if it's a thing. And
was it naked ladies in the picture?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah.
I don't know. No. I don't know if this is a thing or not, but apparently there are savages out there that pour milk into a bowl and then pour cereal on top of the milk. Is that a thing?
Wrong. That's just wrong. I'm gonna go with you here.
Yeah, yeah. That's just crazy, wrong. Man. Yeah.
Do you want me to put this on a poll and see how absurd?
Yes. Yeah.
That
yeah,
is.
Ahead. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I saw a thing. If you fill the bowl with like half milk, and then you pour the cereal on top of it, that just sounds like totally wrong. Everything that you've known in life is just it's just backwards. It really had me really think in my life, thinking if I was doing it right. I haven't tried it yet, and I don't think I'm going to.
All right, so this is how I'm wording the poll. Let me know if this is fine. Limited on characters here. How do you serve a bowl of cereal? Pour cereal, then milk. Pour milk, then cereal.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Yeah. Let's see how many savages there are out there. There's going to be the idiots that click it. But so you take that with a grain of salt, right? That people are going to just pick the wrong one.
But I'll be honest. Stay on that poll. When you told me that we were going to talk about cereal to open today's show, because believe it or not, Dale actually plans out these segments a lot of times. This is not the direction I thought I was going to go. I told
you immediately said we got to talk Reese's Cocoa Puffs or whatever he said.
I told you we got to talk Reese's Puffs. Yeah. We got to talk about General Mills versus Kellogg's.
Yeah, there's a lot of rankings here in cereal. Cereal is a touchy subject. I feel like brand loyalty, I think for cereal, it's there more than probably most other food items that you buy from the grocery store.
Because like, you start eating cereal when you're a kid.
Right.
And then it's like that nostalgia, like you wake up and you got a bowl of, you know, Cinnamon Toast Crunch or whatever you're eating.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah, like you're going to eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch and you're probably not going to eat any other cinnamon cereals. Like that's how I am.
Right.
And like, you know, when I was in college, I tried to eat the cheap cereal. I'm going to sound like a real entitled asshole here.
The ones that come in the bag?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
Now they serve the good cereals in the bag too, by the way.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
See?
Like the same exact ones. Like Kellogg's has them in the bags now, I guess. Because you can buy them like bulk
right,
in a bag.
Right, okay. Yeah, I mean, I try to eat them, and I'd rather be broke and get Cinnamon Toast Crunch than get like the Cinnamon Toast Crunch off-brand. I couldn't do it.
So the reason I actually wanted to talk about Reese's Puffs, and I promise we're going to get to fantasy. I promise you. I swear. This is what we do, by the way. But the reason is, I was eating a bowl of cereal. Like, I served myself a bowl of cereal today, came to the couch, sat down with it, and my wife was like, oh, it's a nice bowl of cereal you got there, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's how she started her sentence. Like, hey, let me get some, basically. And then she was like, it's not that peanut butter Reese's stuff, is it? Because she doesn't really like peanut buttery stuff.
Right.
And so I was like, you should try it. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a super sugary peanut butter and chocolate right. cereal.
Right. If you're on a diet, don't eat cereal, pretty much, right?
Right. And she had the audacity to tell me that it was, quote, terrible.
No. Oh. That's, I've had the Reese's cereal, and it is good because I do like peanut buttery stuff. So that's crazy that, like, I don't go out and buy it, but I wouldn't say it's bad. To for somebody to try it and say it's bad.
Is it dangerous for me to give out my wife's Twitter handle?
yeah, we have some questionable people following us. I'm not sure you want those same questionable people knowing who your wife is.
Yeah, and she got a public profile, so let me just stop talking about it.
Yeah.
So far, we've gotten 25 votes on our poll in the first 3 minutes, and 24 of them pour their cereal before they pour the milk.
Okay, that's good. Maybe it's not. Maybe it was just a crazy thing. I'm sure there's a couple of people that do it, which is nuts. Guys, we are talking streaming today. We're going streaming. We're talking about quarterbacks, some tight ends. I like to stream my tight ends. And maybe some defense and kickers thrown in there too for you. We do have our targets and touches comparisons. I don't know if we're going to get that to that today. We might dedicate that to one entire pod tomorrow. But either way, we want to sincerely thank everybody for listening to us, writing, emailing, tweeting, all that good stuff. We don't get a chance to get back to every single person, but we really appreciate it. I just want to take that time out to say thank you.
A couple of the replies to our tweet say, I don't use bowls. I use a big-ass Flanagan's cup. That's from Eli Superfly. Matt Hilario says, do you wipe your ass back to front? Let's move on.
I had to think about it for a second.
You need to be on a watch list if you pour your milk first, from Rodney Martin.
What?
You need to be on some sort of watch list if you pour your milk first.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
It's weird. Certifiably insane.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Well, again, do we have any housekeeping to take care of today? I finally got all our decals. That's a bag of decals. So I'm going to be sending these out to everybody.
Can you do that one more time? Just one more time, because that did not sound like a bag of decals. What does that actually sound like?
I don't know. It sounds like a...
Tweet at Dale_fantasy what you think that sounds like. Let's play that one more time.
Hey, this is Dale from 104.1.
No, Dale,
we are doing Secret Sound.
Wriggle the bag.
We're doing Secret Sound of the Day. If you can guess this sound in the next 10 minutes, you get a free pair of Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets.
Please don't do that.
We got a caller. Caller, what do you think it is?
My name is Scott. I'm from Mississippi. And
nice.
A long time listener, first time caller. Want to say I love the show. First of all, I want to say, what do you think about them Cowboys? And, you know, that loss to the Packers, giving them the ball to Aaron Rodgers with a minute left. But if I had to guess a secret sound, I say that sounds like some sort of crocodile shoes being rubbed. Is that right?
Hey, caller. Oh, man, that was a wrong guess for you. Try it back tomorrow when we give you clue number two to the secret sound.
Well, I'll be a bald raccoon in the middle of winter with a porcupine.
All right, we can stop this.
Did I go too far with that?
Got weird.
Okay.
All right. So let's get into.
I really wish we didn't do that.
Yeah, I might just delete
every
it.
Second of that.
That was pretty bad.
It was awful. Let's leave it.
All right. Let's talk about.
I say it's awful. It's awful for everyone else. Yeah, I enjoyed the fuck out of that.
Oh yeah, yeah. I had a big smile on my face the entire time. I couldn't wait to use a drop.
All right.
By the way, he wasn't lying when he said he didn't like the drops after our episode aired, with all the drops from yesterday. He said go easy on the drops. That I was too much. So I'm gonna go easy.
Who said that? Me?
Yeah, you said that. You said it was a little excessive.
Correct.
All right. I mean, because, right. Look, I have two choices.
The choice is yours.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm just saying.
The choice is yours. You can-
that. Sorry. Because.
What is this bread toast scale thing that you posted?
I don't know. It was a picture of all kinds of different toastiness of breads. And if you like bread burnt, something is wrong with you. I feel like the same person that pours milk, then cereal, is the same person that eats burnt toast.
Right. It's toast, not burnt. That's not what we're talking about. All right? We got some news. We got some stuff to talk about that we haven't talked about just yet. And we're going to start there. And then, like you mentioned, we have a lot to talk about in terms of streamers and guys that you can kind of pick up for, you know, this week or, you know, for now to fill in gaps while we have bye weeks. A couple pieces of news. Mr. Trubisky.
Hold on. Say that again.
Couple pieces of news. So let's start with a big piece of news that really doesn't feel like a big piece of news that started today. Adrian Peterson traded from the New Orleans Saints to the Arizona Cardinals. Chris Johnson subsequently released by the Cardinals. Any of this matter at all?
Adrian Peterson news for sure. Look, Andre Ellington still holds his value in PPR. Nothing else. I mean, let's be honest. Beyond PPR, Andre Ellington is nothing. Adrian Peterson, he's not the Adrian Peterson of old that we all loved, but being an early downs back for the team with a really bad O-line, I think if he gets 15 touches, is that crazy to say that he can get 12 to 15 touches?
Yes, it's too much.
Flex worthy on good matchups.
Okay. Yes, but they're going to quickly find out that he's not good.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Maybe. That's sad.
It's sad, but he's an older guy who, you know, clearly didn't.
He is not just a normal guy.
I said an older guy.
Oh, okay.
He's an older running back, and that happens. It happens fast in the NFL.
Do you think Chris Johnson can run faster than Adrian Peterson?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, what else do you have?
Brandon Marshall is now out for the season.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Let's talk about subsequent...
impact for the Saints?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say.
What I have to say is it kind of cleans up a little bit for Mark Ingram. I think Kamara is going to keep his role, pass catching guy, a couple carries here and there. It's a lazy way to do this, but the Sproles role of years past. And then Mark Ingram will still be the early downs guy and kind of go back to being what we saw him be last year. So from this point on, I think Mark Ingram is the guy that looks really good to me, and a lot of people are still not really buying in on him.
Yeah, I like out of all this, I think Ingram stays about the same where he was. Last game we saw Adrian Peterson get 4 carries. In my head and in my notes that I have for Adrian Peterson, I kind of already written him off. I didn't see much value in Adrian Peterson. Correct. After that game. I don't care what the coaches were saying. I know right after the game, I think they were talking him up a little bit, you know, probably to give him a little bit more confidence. But Mark Ingram was about the same for me. The guy who gets a little bit more confidence is Alvin Kamara, who was, or, you know, is and was a top 20 value in running back, and in PPR, maybe top 15 guy.
It's a little high for me, but okay. I get where you're going with this.
Yeah. And he was around that last time before this cut. And now that, I mean, before the trade And now that, you know, he got traded, I think it cements his place there. Alvin Kamara is a top 20 running back.
So Kamara, before any of this, Mark Ingram was getting about 15 touches a game between rushing attempts and receiving and receptions per game. Alvin Kamara getting about 9 touches a game. So now, what does that do for me in terms of those 4, 5, 6 touches that Adrian Peterson was getting? I actually think most of them go to Ingram, not Kamara. So I see Ingram getting 15 to 20 touches a game, Kamara going to 10 to 12 touches a game, and, you know, the occasional 1 or 2 touches going to whoever. But you really think Kamara top 20 based off of 10 to 12 touches a game?
Yeah, I do. I mean, look at his target share from just the last couple of games. I think did he have 9 targets last game, I believe? That's a pretty...
Right.
That's a lot in this offense.
Yeah, 10 catches.
10 catches.
10 targets, 10 catches.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, so...
averaging 7 targets a game right now.
I think any...
for a running back is a lot.
Yeah, for any position, 10 targets is a lot. Now, you're putting in a running back who can also run the ball if needed.
So, you're ranking Kamara rest of season around, what, 18?
That's fair. I'll give you a definite answer. What's that?
Were you ranking Ingram rest of season?
Standard or PPR?
Just say, let's say PPR.
Okay, PPR. I'll probably have Ingram above that, just by a spot or two.
Okay. I think you're forgetting that Mark Ingram is still pretty good pass catcher.
Yes.
It's the one thing that saves his value, I think, in PPR leagues. In a PPR league, he scored double-digit fantasy points every week this year.
Okay.
12.1, 11.6, 10.6, 10.2. It's not blowing you out of the water. It's not amazing, but 5 catches, 4 catches, 2 catches, 4 catches.
Yeah. No,
every week he'll give you, you know, 4 catches.
Sure. I get it.
End of the year, he'll have 50, 55 catches.
I get it. And that's one of the reasons why I have him ranked a little bit ahead of Kamara. But he's not top 12.
I agree. Not
okay.
Top 12.
Okay.
But he's an RB2, and I don't think Kamara is.
No, really?
In a PPR, yes. In a standard league, no.
Okay.
This discussion is quite different in PPR because Kamara is going to be catching even more than that. It was 7 targets a game. You imagine he's going to get at least 5 catches a game. That's a pretty damn nice number as a pass-catching running back for the Saints. PPR top 24 lock, I'd say he's probably around 17 or 18 rest of the season for me in PPR, but in a standard it's significantly lower.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. We can move on.
Okay.
You're the news guy.
Okay. you know, wasn't done, but you know, can't spend that much time on it, I guess. So fuck you, Dale.
Started getting bored.
You're getting boring.
I didn't say you. I just said the topic.
Fantasy football is interesting. How dare you, Dale?
Let's talk about cereal.
Andrew Luck is already ruled out for week 6.
Yep.
This is going to be an ongoing thing till like week 12. And then, like you said before, they're going to bring him and be like, is it worth even starting him?
Yeah. Andrew Luck just wants to get Chuck Pagano fired.
Do we want to talk about Monday Night Football? It was rough to watch.
Yeah, it was rough.
Vikings offense looked bad.
Yep.
Diggs, you know, got a little bit banged up. We'll, you know, keep you posted on that. We don't really have much news in terms of his injury. There hasn't been much reported. We got to wait on those practice reports Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to see what happens. But it was a groin injury. It seems like he's probably going to be ready to go because he was able to, you know, return. It seems like he was ready to play more in that game, but I'd say he's probably going to go this week. If he doesn't, it really doesn't change my value for Adam Thielen one way or the other. So that's actually all I got to say about that.
I want to give a shout out to our writer, Mikey. I think he coined a phrase that, or a term, I guess, that I think is going to catch on with okay. Adam Thielen truthers or Adam Thielen believers are referenced as the lever. Oh, man, I screwed that up.
The levers.
The levers.
The levers.
The levers. That's pretty good.
The levers.
Yeah. So.
Like believers.
Yeah.
Or be like be beavers.
Believers.
Believers.
Yeah, we just screwed the pooch on that.
You screwed the pooch. I love the pooch, but not in that way.
Okay.
What is that called? There's a word for that.
Bestiality.
There you go. Hashtag 5 minute member. Hashtag bestiality. There's another word for it.
Hashtag love the pooch.
Hold on.
Don't ever say that you love the pooch again, please. Because people take that serious and they might never listen to it.
Zoophilia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's just...
What's the difference between zoophilia and bestiality?
Probably the type of animals that you have sex with.
I shouldn't have clicked this. There's like a statue of a guy fucking a goat. Let's just move on.
All right.
Good Lord. That's like a weird turn.
So who do we talk about after zoophilia?
So, actually, that's pretty much going to wrap up the news for now. Not much else. We'll keep you posted on injury stuff. And before we get into our streamers and stuff, I think Dale wants to just take a second and tell our listeners about Draft.
Yeah. If you guys, I hope that you've heard about it by now, because we've talked about it pretty much every podcast. Not only because they're good partners of ours, but because we really like the app and really like the product. We really urge you to join Draft using promo code EatSleepFantasy and follow myself, ESF Dale, and Burrito, ESF Burrito. And we do a ton of drafts, and whoever follows us, we invite you to the drafts that we do, anywhere from like, sometimes I just do one-on-one drafts with somebody for like a buck just for fun. And sometimes we'll do like a 10-team league or whatever, you know, 10-team draft. And basically it's like typical DFS that you're used to, but you draft instead of picking players out of lineups. So if you like drafting in the beginning of the season, basically you can do it over and over again every week and just for that week. So it's pretty fun. The format is 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers or tight ends, and 1 quarterback. So it's pretty fun. And the best of all, Draft just emailed me a couple days ago and said that they're giving $100. They're guaranteeing your that you'll like it, or your money back up to $100. So if you're interested at all about what I just said, definitely either go to the website, playdraft.com/eatsleepfantasy, or just download the app in your app stores or whatever phone you have and use promo code eatsleepfantasy. And yeah, we'll invite you to drafts. And I think it's a great way to interact with our audience. It's awesome.
It is the best DFS app that I have on my phone. It is my favorite thing. And I'm not just saying that because I keep taking my listeners' money every week.
Yeah.
And you guys are getting pwned.
I did horrible last week. I'm ashamed of myself.
I did great.
Yeah.
Now, if Stefan Diggs would have done anything last night, I would have done just amazingly. I would have like quadrupled my money in a week, but pretty much doubled it last week.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep.
All right.
So there's that. It was fun.
Yeah. So definitely check it out, guys. It's fun. I didn't even mention, but if you use our promo code, you get $3 free to play a free game. So you can test it out basically for free for $3, and you have a chance to win some money. So why not?
Yep. Please use that promo code. Why not get a free game in?
Exactly.
And
unless you already downloaded it and deposited money, in that case, just look for us and follow us. And then and then you can try to beat us.
ESF Dale, ESF Burrito.
Bam. That's easy. Burrito, not Burrito.
Burrito. Burrito.
ESF.
B as in boy, R as in Roger, I as in whatever I is. T as in Tom.
No.
O as in what your mom says.
No, T is tango. You got to say the right words.
Okay, bravo, Roger. I don't know what I is again. Tango. Omega? Is that what O is? Probably, yeah.
You just made a lot of like people really angry listening to this, and they're screaming at their...
I'm sure they are, but I'm not informed in that. I'm informed in cereals. And bestiality, apparently.
And zoophilia.
Stop pretending like you don't know it.
What is that word, the word you said? Well, the Vikings fucked the Bears, so... There you go. That's how you tie it into fantasy.
Give yourself a good joke sound, because that was a good joke.
All right, let's talk some streamers here. Let's start with quarterbacks, okay?
Quarterbacking it.
I guess the first guy to talk about, he's probably the biggest streamer because he's owned in such low percentage of leagues, but it's Jacoby Brissett for me. He's
Brissett.
What did
he's
I
not
say?
A brisket. You said Brissett because you're hungry.
Brissett, Brissett. It's like tomato, tomato.
I may or may not have a lasagna in the oven right now, so we got to speed this up, dude.
All right. Anyways.
Wish it was a brisket.
He is playing the Titans this week. The Titans are not very good against quarterbacks.
That's the best way to put it. The Titans equals bad against quarterbacks and great for your fantasy quarterback. Except for Jay Cutler, because he doesn't count.
I like Brissett this week to stream. Also, really like T.Y. Hilton. He's going to be climbing up my ranks little by little. Seems like Brissett can get him the ball. Actually, Hilton.
Oh boy.
Hilton's accounted for almost half of Brissett's gross passing yards over the last three games. So,
Jacoby Brissett with this matchup is probably going to end up, when I finalize my rankings, inside my top 10 at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
And you can get him as a streamer this week.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, he's done well with the play that he's, I don't know how to put it, but you get what I'm saying. He's good.
Yep.
And he's a good matchup this week.
He's good.
Case Keenum is still out there, owned in less than 5% of leagues, and pretty much every single format that you're playing in. Playing the Packers should do very well, even with, I don't know if Jerick McKinnon's emerged or not, but he's definitely heavily involved in the passing game now, and that just helps Case Keenum. Case Keenum's pretty good. He's done well.
Yeah. Another good matchup here, but, you know.
Keep an eye out.
Not sure how much you can trust him, but yeah,
just
Case Keenum.
Well, keep an eye out for Diggs. If Diggs is playing, it definitely helps him. If not, maybe steer away from him. But Case Keenum has played okay, pretty good,
admirably.
Yeah, yeah,
admirably.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
For a backup quarterback, I think you're pretty happy. I think right now you kind of rather see Case Keenum start this game this week than you would Sam Bradford.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And Green Bay, they, you know, like I said, they're playing Green Bay, and they allowed 66% completion rate to opposing passers this season.
Right.
All right.
Bottom. It's not an it's not Tennessee Titans, but it's a bottom half pass defense, and he should do well enough in this matchup.
There you go.
A couple guys that have good matchups that are still widely available. Carson Palmer, great matchup this week. If for some damn reason Deshaun Watson is still available in your league because your league mates don't believe that, which is fucking ridiculous, but best possible matchup you can have against Cleveland, and also the best fantasy quarterback since he started.
Yes.
But that's not a guy that we really should be mentioning in the streamers.
Here's a teaser. I will mention a Texans player in the streaming portion of the podcast, so stay tuned.
But here's my option here. Aside from Brissett, who's the number one guy here, and Palmer, who's widely available and I think is still a good streamer, Trevor Siemian. I know the Giants haven't been the best matchup to play, but Denver's coming off a bye. Simeon's been pretty decent, except for the last time that I recommended him.
Sure.
and the Giants, man, I just don't see them being able to do anything at all on offense with no wide receivers, banged up running backs. Like, the Broncos are going to have the ball all game long.
Yep.
that time of possession is going to be so lopsided. And it's not like the Giants defense is super scary. They're actually a bottom half defense in schedule adjusted fantasy points allowed. So their matchup ranking, along with Denver coming off a bye, along with how I think the game flow is going to go, I like Trevor Siemian as an option this week. And he's, you know, super widely available. But Brissett, again, a guy that you could probably get for pretty much, you know, nothing.
Yeah. I do want to mention, speaking of the Broncos, it might be a little bold, but CJ Anderson is going to be a top 8 running back for the week for me.
Ooh.
Just early rankings, top 8 right now. I like him a lot. All right.
Okay. That's very high. Can you explain? Like, I'm just waiting for you to tell me why.
Well, we'll do some. Okay. I'll kind of give you a quick breakdown, and it's almost exactly what you said. Broncos are going to have the ball a ton. They're going to control the clock. They're going to control the game. There's going to be no need to go above and beyond getting 4 yards at a time, and CJ Anderson's going to be a big part of that. I mean, I'll have CJ Anderson above Lamar Miller, above Mark Ingram. I'll have him above Melvin Gordon, actually. And I've ranked Melvin Gordon very high week to week, and this is a week I'm going to have CJ Anderson above him. So,
okay. CJ Anderson. Fair enough. I don't have a problem with anything you just said.
Okay.
I'm looking at it.
Just the game script, I think, is going to really favor CJ Anderson this week.
He's probably going to end up inside my top 10 as well, just looking at it right now.
Okay.
Probably not going to rank him over Gordon, just because I think Gordon has more opportunity to score. But he's right there after Hunt, Fournette, Gurley, Bell. He's right there with Gordon, Freeman, Miller. That's the group he's in for this week.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If you want to start talking about some tight ends, I know we've seen flashes of Austin Hooper do well. I think this is a game that you can start Austin Hooper against the Giant, against the Dolphins.
Right. Against the Giant turd. I mean, yeah. Against the Dolphins.
Yeah, exactly.
Whose defense hasn't been bad, but yeah.
Their defense is in the bottom 10
Against tight ends.
Against tight ends. So.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, fair enough.
Austin Hooper is a very good pass catcher. The guy I want to talk about on the Texans is Ryan Griffin. If he's still owned in your league, man, you got to pick him up. If you're streaming tight ends,
6% ownership, you're good.
Yeah, I mean, you got to pick up Ryan Griffin. He's pretty good. Deshaun Watson has been throwing a ton of balls and a ton into the end zone. If Deshaun Watson keeps playing the way he has been, the Browns have allowed 5 touchdowns to tight ends in the last 5 games. So now's a chance to play him and cash in.
For me, and probably might be waivered by the time you hear this, but in plenty of leagues, he's still going to be widely available, is Ed Dixon. Greg Olsen is on IR. He came out and showed up last week with his 5 catches for 175 yards. Cam Newton seems to like him, and now he's playing the Eagles this week, which is neither a great matchup nor a poor matchup. They're right in the middle of the pack, but he's a guy. We're recording this late Tuesday night. You guys will hear it Wednesday morning, so your waivers may have already processed. But he's only taken in about 5% of leagues.
Right.
So get Ed Dixon. You're probably going to have a top 12 tight end for as long as Greg Olsen is out, which might be the rest of the season. I don't think he's going to come back this year.
No. I don't have any hard data to support that, but I don't believe so either.
Yep.
Okay. Are you trading for Ed Dixon? Let's do a little.
No.
Are you trying to get Ed Dixon? Like, say if you're streaming and you can get Ed Dixon for.
No.
No. Not even trying.
Not worth it.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
What would you... like? Okay, fine. Tell me what you would think you would have to give up to get him. I think you could get him for pretty much nothing.
Yeah.
People don't believe. I don't think there's many people that believe.
No. Okay. We can move on.
A couple of other tight ends here. Austin Seferian Jenkins against New England. We saw him catch a touchdown last week. He saw him lead the Jets in terms of catches and targets. I don't believe in his talent, but I believe in the opportunity right now for the Jets, and I believe in the matchup. So there you go, Austin Seferian Jenkins for this week.
Yeah. I mean, Austin Seferian
is probably the third option on this list.
Yeah, I mean, and don't forget, I mean, we didn't talk about it, and I don't think he's worth it, but if you have a really deep league and you're starving for a quarterback, Josh McCown isn't, he's not going to be a priority for me, but if you need somebody, he's playing against the Patriots, and the Patriots can be scored on. I don't care what team you have or what team you're playing, you know, rooting for, the Patriots are going to get scored on. So Josh McCown has a good chance to throw a couple touchdowns, I think, in this game.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter who your... I can't do this. I wanted to do a joke that your mom's going to get scored on, but...
Yeah, thanks.
Didn't have it in me, but your mom did.
Oh, that's good. That was good. I like that one. All right.
We should just go... I'm sorry. I'm not bringing it with the jokes today, man.
It's okay.
It's my fault.
Hey, not everybody...
My fault.
Not everybody...
You started the show by talking about cereal, and that's clearly the high point of the episode, right? Then there was some valleys there that we had to talk about fantasy football for some reason. But it peaked right again when we started talking about, you know, goat sex. Mm-hmm.
BCL.
So that's cool. Yeah, that's awesome. And then it went back down when we had to start talking about streaming tight ends for some reason. But now, right now, I had the opportunity to, you know, really bring it home with a, you know, joke about somebody nailing your mom, and I missed it.
Just totally swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss. All
right, defenses. I'll just kind of go through these really quick. The Chargers at Raiders. Mm. Derek Carr probably won't be back this week. And that offense hasn't looked hot regardless, so that's a decent matchup. The Bucs are playing at the Cardinals, and like we said, the Cardinals, their entire offense is in shambles, it feels like. Their offensive line can be knocked down by one person, so that's a decent matchup.
I got a really simple one here, Dale. Sure. The Atlanta Falcons.
Yep. Playing, who do they play, the Dolphins?
They're playing the Miami Dolphins. Yep.
And like your mom, everybody scores. That was bad, too.
We should, yeah.
All right. So that's the defenses. Let me just go through kickers really quick. We won't get into really analysis, but some of the good kickers for this week, I think, obviously.
You never give any of the kickers analysis. No love.
Fair Barn? Is that how you say Fair his name? Barn. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Houston kicker. He's playing Cleveland, like we mentioned. Some of the other guys that maybe aren't owned, Patrick Murray playing against Arizona. He's a Tampa Bay kicker now. What is it, the third or fourth kicker this season?
Right.
And I'll pick one more guy for you. Harrison Bucker, Kansas City kicker playing Pittsburgh. I think all those guys are pretty decent. You can stream.
I'll give you one, and I think this is the best one you could pick up, and I'm probably going to pick them up in my leagues. Will Lutz for the Saints, highest over-under for Vegas right now at 50 points with the Saints versus Detroit, and the Saints are coming off a bye.
Nice.
So I think there's going to be a lot of points in this game, so I'm going to pick up Will Lutz in a lot of my leagues to just plug
it
at the game.
I like it.
Yep.
Okay.
Don't steal that. I feel like I have to do that with Dale whenever I say stuff
I
on the podcast. Like, don't steal that,
just
Dale.
Tweeted it online. All right. With the poll, 144 votes, 6% say that they pour milk, then cereal. But then somebody replied and said, oops, I hit pour milk, then cereal. I'm not a monster. So.
So it really seems like the people that do it the correct way, I understand that's the right way of doing it, but have a very negative view of people that do it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Milk first. Here, this one is from Vivian that says, milk first is some human wear. No, damn it. Milk first is some wear human skin as a coat type shit. That's creepy.
Hey, Vivian, by the way, if you are listening, it's hard to tell who's listening and who is just, you know, following us. But her bio says, you're never going to meet somebody that loves Seinfeld and the Wu-Tang Clan.
I'm pretty sure you love both,
yes.
Right?
So I think that's...
Okay, no. I like neither.
So, Vivian, you just met...
Oh, God.
What?
Okay, Dale, stop trying to hit on a
Look,
listener.
Look, actually, I was going to tweet at her and said, hey, but then I actually wrote the tweet. I said, whoa, that sounds like I'm hitting on her. And I don't want to start that.
Yep. Let's not do that. I just saved you right there. You should probably cut this.
Vivian, if you're listening, we appreciate you. And I love Seinfeld and the Wu-Tang Clan. So.
Whoa, I'm glad you said that and not I love you, because that would have been weird. Too far, man.
And I've looked at every single picture on social media, and I've fallen in love with you. And I want to leave my wife and the baby for you, based off your Twitter profile.
I am taking that, 100% taking that audio and playing it as an opening for another episode, and then as the closing for that episode is going to be the splattering sound. So hold on. Let me just get the minute. Okay. You don't think I'm writing this down.
By the way, last episode we were the Aggro Crag, a fantasy football podcast, and we have some people that know what an Aggro Crag was. So, joke's on you.
Are you shocked that in 38 minutes we got 146 votes on a poll about cereal?
People will vote for anything.
But people vote more. Like... my poll of Todd Gurley and Leonard Fournette didn't do as well as my poll on cereal.
Okay, look, I'm starting a poll. Will you vote on anything?
That's going to have 20 votes before we end the show.
All right. Okay. Again, guys, if you're interested in following us on social media, on Twitter, we're EatSleepFF. Instagram, Facebook, we're on there as well. Just search for Eat Sleep Fantasy on both those platforms. We're on Anchor. I am sending out decals. And if you want a decal, actually, go to our website, eatsleepfantasy.com. There's a little drop-down box that says, I don't know, free stickers or something like that. Just use the internet. If you know what you're doing on the internet, you'll find it. And just give me your address and name and address, and I will send you a sticker. It's on us. And I just got a bunch. The secret sound of the day, by the way, this is a hint. So you can try to guess what that is. And yep. And I'll send you some.
Yep. Remember, if you're going to reply to our tweets and you want a chance at winning prizes, which we're going to just continue giving out, usually it's a t-shirt, reply to our tweet within 5 minutes and use hashtag 5-minute member. And so far on the poll, 75% say yes, they will vote on anything.
25% said no.
The no doesn't even make sense. You're literally...
God, there's people on Twitter that follow us that are really into fantasy football, and they hate us.
Dude, I'm gonna give you our last like 10 tweets, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, so the last tweet obviously was, will you vote on anything? The tweet before that was, how do you serve a bowl of cereal? The tweet before that was you tweeting on a chart of how to cook, like different grades of, you know, how cooked your toast is, how toasted it is. And the picture before that is a meme that you made that, you know, the picture before that is a conversation that you and I had about the cereals that we're going to talk about on this pod. The tweet before that is a bunch of memes that we made with a cow that looks angry. And then finally, the tweet before that is a fantasy football related tweet in terms of an anchor about Adrian Peterson that Mikey did.
By the way, I want to shout out Chris Perry. I believe he works for UPS. Good guys over at UPS delivers your mail on time. He joined Twitter just because of us. He said, we rock and thanks for all the podcasts. Not sure what I'm doing on here, but keep it up. So Chris Perry, we appreciate you listening and joining Twitter to interact with us. It means a lot. And anybody else not listening, I mean, not following us on Twitter and not listening, you can follow us on Twitter at EatSleepFF.
We really do respond to almost everything you guys tweet.
We try.
So we try, and sometimes if Dale can't get to it, he'll be like, "Hey, man, can you reply on Twitter, please?"
And sometimes they're like trade questions, which like take a lot of thought, and it's like, man, like, you know, I'm over here, you know, just, you know, burping the baby, and I don't have time to think about, you know, and research exactly and give you a really good answer. And if I can't give you a good answer, I'm not going to reply. Unless it's about Tyrell Williams versus Davante Adams. Then I'll tell you to do Williams right. And screw up Absolutely. Your whole week.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
But definitely, I mean, if we base it off our listenership, we should have a lot more followers on Twitter.
So yeah.
Go get a Twitter account, follow us, tweet at us, and then only use it for that.
Nice.
And for liking pictures of... what did this guy do? Liking pictures of a porn star or something?
What?
Never mind.
What are you talking about?
Let's just move on.
61% said they will vote on anything. 39% said they will not vote on anything.
Closing the gap. Closing the gap.
All right, guys. Again, thanks for listening to us. We will be back tomorrow. And for Christian Brito, my name is Dale. Thanks for listening. And I guess I already said all this. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Count Chocula.
Yeah. Eat, sleep, fantasy. You rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts. Running backs better follow. The conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation. We doing what we like. Tune in every week. Guaranteed we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts. I know you plan to be. Joining us on Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Yeah. Eat, Sleep, Fantasy. Woo! Uh-huh. Eat, sleep, fantasy.